Welcome everyone to another edition of the Cooey But Lot Podcast Show. About amazing people with disabilities and that our super fan have. Now we're going to talk about the one blind, the deaf, and mystery challenge with disability. How trouble they can get into. And we're going to look up at them online as well. Okay? And they go to jail. The blind people go to jail, deaf. And people with development disability go to jail. Yeah. Believe me. The law don't care. Just for a better if they shoot black men, unarmed black men, for nothing, they will lock you up too. In other countries, it would be worse. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Is done. What's your plans for 2022? Are you going to go traveling? Let's go. Give it the flow, people. Don't brag on last year. Whole new year yet. Let's do it. Okay, I want you to listen to this amazing device that I told you before in a couple episodes, or two or three episodes. It's called the VR Mind Control. That's right, you heard me right. Look it up on YouTube. VR Mind Control. You can put this thing on the back of your head. It can read your brain. It can read your brain. And you look at the screen, all you have to do is tell it what to do with the screen. No control, no kind of controls, no joysticks, no nothing. You can do actually play games with this. It's an early development. And I found it on YouTube. Here's the guy I'm going to tell you about it. And he can explain it more than I can. Now listen real careful because you're listening to my mic. So try to understand every word he's saying. You listen to the other computer and you listen to my mic that I have on my head. So try to understand. Those who don't, well, just go look it up. VR Mind Control.
Mike, and today I want to show you something that literally blew my mind. Now, if you follow the channel, you'll know that I love crazy VR accessories. I've tried loads of weird and wonderful things over the years, including haptic vests, omnidirectional treadmills, exoskeleton gloves, recoil gun stocks, and I almost gave myself third-degree burns from a device that can provide hot and cold feedback in VR called Tegway. But what I'm going to show you today literally takes the biscuit. It's by far the weirdest VR accessory I've ever tried, so let's get right into it, and without further ado, let's dive in. So, over the years, controllers for VR headsets have evolved. We now have controllers with individual finger tracking, capacitive touch sensors, and the Quest has allowed us to use our hands alone to navigate the system's user interface with the recent hand tracking update. So, what I'm going to show you today isn't designed to replace replace those controllers, but instead add a new control method on top of what we currently use. And that new control method is mind control. It sounds crazy, right? But this is a real product called NextMind, which is a brain-computer interface. It's currently available as a development kit, and the team at NextMind kindly sent me one over for me to try out. It's a small and lightweight device at just 60 grams and can easily be clipped onto the back of a baseball cap.
Company is called NextMind.
Or a VR headset.
So you go to NextMind.com. Look it up on NextMind.com.
The device features 9 cone-shaped sensors which make contact with the back of your head and can read the signals from the visual cortex of your brain, which are then sent to the PC via Bluetooth, giving you the ability to control digital actions with your mind alone. It sounds completely crazy.
That's crazy, ain't it, people?
As it is. So now
you gotta watch the video just to believe this. This game was for you. You gotta go see the video.
And then I'll talk a bit more about how it works and my conclusion on this technology. Okay, so as you can see, I've attached the NextMind.
I can't believe this.
My baseball cap.
Every time I watch
this.
There's
a strap included in the box, but this seems a little bit more comfortable for me. And I've got all the software installed, so now I'm just going to go through the setup and calibration process. So I've got the device turned on, and Bluetooth is enabled on my machine. You can see that the NextMind device is already connected, and we've got a battery status here, and also how well it's connected to the back of my head. And as you can see here, the green on these contacts means that it's got perfect contact to the back of my head. Now, this could be that I've got a bald head, essentially. You know, maybe it would cause more problems if you had more hair and you wasn't follically challenged like me. But, you know, it's the first time that I've ever been told that my mind is perfect, so I'm happy with that. So let's carry on. Start the calibration. Hold still and stay focused. I've got it. So I'm focusing on the lines there. That seemed to work. Okay, so let's stay focused on this. Okay, so I've got a perfect score. That's pretty cool. So it seems like my mind is completely primed for doing this sort of thing. So this is the fun part. You've got these 3 circles in front of me, and I can just choose which one I want to pick just by focusing on it. So let's pick the far right one. And now the far left. And now the far right again. And now the middle. It's completely insane that it actually works. I don't really understand it, but let's carry on and try some more demos and see what we can do with the power of my mind. Okay, so this is controlling a TV. Let's check out the news.
This thing controls the TV with your mind. No more controls and nothing. Your mind. Y'all guys gotta go see this on the video. You can turn the sound on.
Turn the sound back on.
Turn the sound off. Can change the channel. Well, your mind. This device.
I feel like I have some kind of superpowers.
You got to see this.
Okay, so now we've got a music composer here. So let's try and make some beautiful music with just the power of my mind. Nice. Some more drums in there. Oh yeah, this is my jam. Get some ambience. Some synths in there. Starting with the low. Some high in there. This is so nuts! Wow, okay, let's just restart this. This is how you restart the whole thing. And then we're back. This is completely blowing my mind right now. I can't believe how well this actually works. So let's try a couple more demos before we move on to the VR one. Okay, so this is a basic little platforming game. And what we can do is we can focus on those rocks, destroy them, and move them out of the way of our little character, and also blow up enemies with my mind. Ooh! Jedi powers. Oh, oh! No, try this enemy first. Eat it, noobs. Feel the power of my mind. Well, we finished it. We finished the game. So now that we've had some fun with the PC flat screen demos, now it's time to jump into VR and try out their VR demo using the Oculus Quest 2 and Virtual Desktop.
Turn your designs into profit with Cripple. Place them on any of our
platforms
and sell them on the world's most popular
You got to see this. I can't explain.
So this is
you,
the VR
you
demo.
Got to see
and just
this
like
video.
The PC version.
Go to YouTube and see this video.
Using the power of my mind, and I'm using
VR Mind Control.
So
put it in YouTube. Search.
I feel like Professor X. I feel like I have to do like a... Focus. Oh, dodge it. Blow up his mind. There we go. And we can teleport by focusing on the teleportation marker over there. There we go. I feel like I need to be in that wheelchair like Professor X, rolling around, blowing up these aliens with my mind. Right, let's dodge the incoming fire. Focus. So I'm focusing on his feet. I'm looking around him. Nothing's happening. But then if I focus my mind on his brain and look at the pattern, really focus on the pattern, he explodes. So now I'm going to try and explain how this technology works in the most basic way I possibly can. And that starts with a mind-blowing fact that I recently learned. And that is that you don't actually see with your eyes, you see with your brain. For example, this video that you're watching now, your eyes are just the middleman between the images of this video and the visual cortex of your brain. So when I'm wearing the Next Mind device and focusing on these objects in both the flat screen and VR experience, each of these objects has a unique signature pattern overlay, which is being read by the visual cortex of my brain. These signatures and signals in the visual cortex can be picked up and identified by the Next Mind device, which are then sent to the PC to process them and translate them into an action. The Next Mind is a non-invasive device which just reads the signal from your brain. It can't actually write to the brain, and you can opt in and out of any data that you wish to share with the company. Tech like this seems like complete science fiction, but it might not actually be as far into the future as you might think. Because Next Mind aren't the only ones that believe this technology could change the way we work and play forever. Brain-computer interfaces have been a hot topic recently, with Elon Musk going a few steps further by wanting to actually implant a chip into your brain which can both read and write, called Neuralink. Gabe Newell from Valve is also excited about this tech and recently did an interview with the New Zealand News Network talking about the research and development they're doing with brain-computer interfaces and how the sensors could be implemented into the head strap and facial interface of future VR headsets. I'll add a link to the whole interview with Gabe in the description down below. It's absolutely fascinating to watch, and I'd urge you to check it out. But going back to Next Mind, even though this is just the beginning, I'm super impressed with it, as it was very simple to set up and use, and it made me feel like I had a superhuman ability. It's not perfect by any means, and still has a long way to go. For example, right now, it can only be used to read your brain signals to essentially turn a switch on or off, and the response time is kind of slow. It doesn't give you that full Jedi powers feeling whereby you could move an object around the screen with your mind alone, but with developer work they could certainly create game experiences that replicate that feeling by using this device to activate scripted sequences in game. Just imagine a game that uses this technology in a way that mind control is part of the game's narrative, and the character that you play has telekinesis powers and can collect ammo and supplies using your mind, whilst traditional controllers are used to control movement and other in-game actions. Or imagine a Star Wars game where you could use Jedi mind tricks to convince stormtroopers to move along. Or even a game engine that could if you were getting bored in the game and automatically adapt on the fly and ramp up the difficulty. That'd be totally awesome. I have to be honest, when NextMind initially approached me, I was very skeptical. But now, having tried it, I'm incredibly excited to see where this technology goes in the future. Okay, so that is NextMind. It's just a development kit right now, which costs $399 US. And NextMind are focusing on getting this into the hands of developers so they can build the games and applications integrating the NextMind SDK to utilize this new and exciting technology. If you're a developer, I've added a link to their website in the description down below. I found playing around with this tech that it gave me that feeling of something really special and futuristic, and took me back to the excitement of trying virtual reality for the first time and knowing that someday it will be huge in the future. The applications beyond gaming for this kind of tech is limitless, and just think how something like this could transform the lives of people with disabilities or restricted mobility who could go about their lives controlling objects with their minds alone.
Wow.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Yes.
So let me know what you think of NextMind in the comments down below. Do you think this could be a part of the future of VR? What applications and games would you like to control with your mind? Or what applications can you see beyond just gaming? I'd love to know in the comments down below. Leave a like if you liked the video and you found it interesting. Make sure you're subscribed for my future VR content. And as always, I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.
Alright people, that was NextMind, a guy on YouTube, got a VR video. He do videos for VR on YouTube, and he got this device called NextMind. Put it on the back of your head, you can control the TV, control lights. It's in the earliest stages right now, but if you already went to the website, like I told you in the other episode, it's called NextMind, NextMind.com. I'm sure it probably got a website. And it's also called VR Mind Control. VR Mind Control. You look it up on YouTube. And he have all the descriptions and everything you need to go follow this. It's in early development. Early development. This thing, what this thing going to do in the next 2, 3, or 4, 5 years. Can y'all believe we are already at mind control, controlling the lights, controlling this thing that this NextMind device. You get in your car, you can start your car with your mind. You get in the car, you start your car, and the car actually drives. You'll be driving with your mind. Your mind. You actually be communicating with the car, telling it what to do with your mind. People, have we came that far? This thing could control your TV right now. Hook it up to your TV, you could change the channels, mute it, turn the volume down and up. I can't believe we came this far. That's why I'm a science fiction fan. This is the stuff that we saw in James Bond, Star Trek, Star Wars, and science fiction movies. This stuff we see now. We here, guys. We are at AI, VR, Star Wars, Star Trek technology. That's no future. We are already here. We are here. I know we ain't on the moon, we don't live on Mars, we don't live on no space station, no spaceship. I don't think that's what science fiction was all about anyway. It was about that technology to get us to that point. That's what it was all about. We had to build the technology, the software, the material to get us there. And it was already in our science fiction movies, novels, and TV shows. Some people didn't believe it. Now you got your iPhone, your iPad, your mini pad, your Xbox, your cereal box, your PS4, 5, whatever you have, your touchscreen computer. All of that stuff was in science fiction. Go back to the days of science fiction before all this stuff came. Watch an old science fiction movie like Lost in Space, or watch the old Star Trek. You will see a flat screen TV on Star Trek, the original Star Trek. You will. Which, what they was doing in the 60s, we doing now. And the fact, what they was doing, they was talking to a TV monitor. Was out of range of the TV, out of range of the camera. And what you were looking at is post-production. And they take that from the monitor and put it on the screen. And the actors were acting like they was talking to the screen. They did this on Next Generation, and they did it on the original, and Deep Space Nine. I don't know about Voyager or Enterprise, because I think we was already at that level that we can do it. But it was monitors on both sides of the what you call it, and they were talking to. And it was out of range of camera, and the actors were standing on their mark. They were told where to stand. The TV monitors was out of place where you can't see them. And when you look at Star Trek, The Next Generation, and the original, you ain't gonna see these monitors, but they were there. And each camera angle won't show these on the bridge or anywhere else, because they was out of range. But now, they don't have to do this, because we got Meet, we got Google Meet, we got Facebook, we got all that stuff now. We can talk to each other on the computer, meeting, or Zoom. We got all that stuff. Same thing they was doing on Star Trek, James Bond, Lost in Space, so on. We doing it now. We actually doing it now. Touch screens, little buttons they had on the original Star Trek, jelly bean buttons. We got jelly bean buttons right now. Same thing. People, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. And this is what I mean about people with disability who can't read that well. Not only people with disability, it's a lot of people who drop out of school and can't read or write either. And they smart as crap. It's in jail or just lazy and got deadbeat jobs and feel hopeless now. Who's fell and followed the crowd and did drugs. And this is what I mean talking to you about people who follow the crowd, especially with people with disability. Now, blind people, people with one arm, one leg, no arms or legs, can they be murderers, killers, people who can't hear? Can they be murderers or killers? Yeah. People with development disability? Yes. Because everyone got a dark side and everyone got a light side. Everyone got a creative side. Everyone got a unpolygous, unnormal side. And your dark side is control all your anger and your outrage emotions. Ask your doctor, ask your psychic, your therapist and all. You don't believe me. We got this stuff. It's different parts of your brain. And everyone got it. And this is one of the reasons why George Lucas was writing Star Wars, because he wants you to know that there is a dark side and there is a light side. My five is the things that you do right. Things that you listen to your parents about and you do right. You get married. You get a job. You take care of your children. So on, so on. And you believe in God. Stuff like that. The dark side is you cuss all the time. You drink. You follow a bad crowd. Watch bad movies on TV. You go online to watch bad things online, like porn and naked women, stuff like that. And you just go to strip clubs and drink, go crazy, steal cars, steal people property, go on people property, invade people, so on. So on. Okay? That's your dark side. Part of your creative side. So when you get caught, you make up lies, they take you in the interview room, the police interview you, you come up with a fairy tale story that they already heard since time began, and they could tell if your creative side is working or your normal side is working. These officers ain't stupid. They've been doing this for years. You know? Trained to do it. And you go up and make these stories up. They already know you guilty and innocent. Not all innocent. You know, sometimes you be innocent and they make things up. But we'll get to that in another episode. But anyway, and your dark side, I'm just saying the dark side. You take that side and you believe negative stuff about people. And you make fun of people. You rob people. You do things to your wife. You beat your wife. You cheat on your wife. You don't take care of your children. You walk out on your kids. You tell them that they ain't my kids. You go on stage, do the moonwalk, and sing Billie Jean for the rest of your life. Not my son. And you start believing that. And then you have to go to court. Why you got to go to court? The DNA say, yeah, 100% yours. Now you got to pay alimony. Now you got to pay child support. And you drop out of school. You fall to the crowd. Now you talk about you have a disability. Oh, I can't be the right. I can't do this. I only got a small job. And you only make, oh my God, if you're back in the early 90s and 80s, God, please help me, you know. And you got about five children. You was back in the 80s and 90s. That's your paycheck, buddy. You was your mom and dad, your uncle and aunt, your niece and nephew's basement for the rest of your life. Till you get 40 or 60 years old. Especially you start having children when you're 28 and 30, and you got five kids. And you 32 or 33? Yeah. Oh boy. I just hope that you can have at least two or three or four jobs. Or you have a really good family who love you. One or the other. You know, and you got a disability. And you went to special ed. And you've been hit hard with alimony and child support. And now you're not paying. Not listening to your aunt. You're not listening to the people who take care of you, who let you stay there. You give them problems. And now they putting you out on the street. You go to your friends. You stay there. Their parents getting tired of you. They put you out. Go to your girlfriend's house. Their parents tired of you. She tired of you. Tell you to get the heck out. And you got a disability. You can't get no major job like a newscaster or news editor or bus driver or big jobs like doctors and lawyers and just those mid big jobs like bus drivers or manager or supervisor or something like that. And because those jobs have skills that you have to know how to read and write and do math and stuff. You know? But you can't do that. All you can do is clean toilets, sweep floors, maybe cut grass. But you got 5 kids, you're 32 years old, and you wonder how you're going to get out of this. Now, you're back in child support. Family washed their hands with you. The program that you're on is ready to kick you out. You ain't listening to them. Finally, you got that notice that you kicked out. You can't go back to the program. And you missed too many days of work. Now you're living on streets in Baltimore. Down at the homeless line. Now your girlfriend or your wife went down to downtown for child support and alimony. You haven't even been to court because you don't got no way to live. Now they put a warrant on you. And you're blind. You can't hear. Or they're not a challenge. A disability challenge or whatever they call it nowadays. You know, they got so many names for it. And now you go to the homeless shelter, they check your rent. They post report everybody who goes in there to make sure they handle warrants. Now you go to Helping Up Mission downtown, they check you, they send it over to the police. Oh, he is here, huh? Now, here comes the sheriff, you get up for work. You just got this job, you get up for work. Here the sheriff waiting for you when you leave from the Helping Up Mission in the morning, because they don't let you stay there. You sleep there, but you got to go like 5 o'clock in the morning, and the sheriff is sitting right there waiting for you to come out. And you can't say it's you because they got a picture of you. And what they do, what the court do, and the sheriff department do, they don't get you right away. They wait till the money bills and bills and bills and bills. And then they come and get you, embarrass you on your job, around your friends, around your new girlfriend, that you're lying and saying, I don't have no kids. Now she gone. You know? So, the question is, if you live by the sword, you're going to get crushed by the sword. You know? It don't matter what you have or what you've done. And then you really did something out of the ordinary. You hang with the really bad crowd, like the gangs and stuff like that. And you have a handgun. In order to get in the game, you had to go do something really, really dumb that you would never do, never did. And kill somebody. Somebody's daughter or something. Can't read or write. You don't have no girlfriend. Now you join the gang. They don't care about you. Now you got a warrant for murder. And you can't half see or blind. Or you telling your little fairy tale stories. Like they really care about you. Like we got you, boy. We got you. Soon you get locked up. First thing they gonna holler, you better not snitch. That's all they worry about. You better not snitch. That's all they worry about. They don't care you go to jail forever for murder. You go to jail for the murder rap. Don't matter if you did it or not. If you were there, you're accessory to it. And I have a disability. I know half of this. I don't know all the details because my... But no, I don't even like guns. I like to play them on TV. I like drawing that photo. I like shooting games, RGP games, and all that stuff. But I know the difference from wrong and right. On Grand Theft Auto, it's a fantasy game. You can do anything you want in that game. But when you come back, turn that console off, come back into reality, you can't do that in real life. Because it's no cutoff switch to start over with. Once you go down that path, pull that trigger, you know what you're doing. Because you know how to handle that gun, you know how to point. That's what the DNA is going to look at. That's what they're going to look at. That's what the police officer is going to look at. That's what the prosecutor is going to look at. He knew how to use the gun. He knew how to use the trigger. He knew how to point. He knew who his victim was. You know? Hey, I'm just telling the truth, people. And you listen from jail. I'm just telling it like it is. This is what the DNA and police officer is going to look like. They ain't going to worry about you having a disability or having one arm or half blind or blind or whatever. You got some people that's in jail that's blind because they had friends that helped them do it. You know? Help them pull the aim the gun. And all they have to do is pull the trigger. I mean, watch your circle, okay? Watch your social media circle, because watch who you left in your life. Let in your life, okay? I don't care where you at in life. Watch the people who come in and out your life. And watch who you put in your social media circle. Because if you put the wrong group in there who don't give a damn about you, just waiting for you to do something wrong, what they going to do, they're going to kick you on the curb, stomp on you, then they're going to go toe on you. And then they're going to hope that you stay in that gutter and get what you want. Deserve. Because it happened to me, but I didn't kill nobody. I mean, almost came to that point, but I didn't kill nobody. No, I ain't going that far. It ain't that serious. It's not that serious to throw away your life like that. Freedom is so special. Jail is not. And when you go for child support, it's scary. But when you go for murder and other things like that, it's very scary because you don't know what your faith is. You don't know what that judge or that jury is going to bring to you. That prostitute is going to do everything they can to make sure you stay where you belong, doing what you did. And if you did do it, yes, you should get punished for it. Like I said, I never did nothing that serious because I thought about my wife and kids, you know, and other people that shared my heart and how much I would hurt them, you know, and not only them, but the victim family too. You know, like I said, no one wins in a murder case. There's no winning side. You can ask a police officer. You can ask a, what you call them, detective, homicide detective. They go into court all the time and see it. There's no winning side. Don't matter who won. Might got justice for the victim and all. But now you lost a mother, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, an uncle, a niece, a nephew, the dog. Yeah, dogs go to jail too. There's no winning side. And just be careful who you let in your life, guys. It's that serious, people. It's really, it's that serious. And see the streets of Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, and many other cities in the United States. And talk about Baltimore, most city that I know, grew up in. And you just, I've been there. My ex-wife tried to put me there twice. Once for her parents, with child support. And that's why the reason they let me marry her. They want her to marry me and then divorce me so they can get child support. So they can use the money. You know, but it didn't work. It backfired. Then, like the program I was telling you about, set me up with my wife and turned my wife against me. And she tried to say that I hit her with a phone, which was not true, because she never went to the doctors. They told her to go to the doctors, take pictures and stuff. She said no. So on. And I never hit my wife. The whole time I was with Candy, I never hit her. I mean, she made me mad. I argued with her. Stuff like that. We fight. I mean, one serious fist fights, nothing like that. And I know, because I was there. I know this stuff. I was there because I was her husband, you know. Of course, she would tell you the different story if you ask her, you know, because that's the fantasy world she lived in. And her father beat on her and stuff like that. And told her that she was nothing and stuff like that. And beyond the things that I saw, you know, I mean, great family. Besides some people, you know, to me, not so, and, you know, I can't say nothing really bad because the things that I've seen is true, but I just can't make allegations and stuff, and without no proof, no hard proof, you know. But people was involved, family members was involved, and seen what they seen, know what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm saying. Even when we got out away from them, Candy went away from them. We moved out of that place, but her mind was still with them. And she already had what her mother did to Junior. Junior is Renata father. Donald is Marianne and her father. So all girls, both girls have different fathers. I mean different mothers. And Renata and Annette had Junior, and Lorna said Junior beat on her and so on and stuff like that. So Candy thought that she gonna do that with me. And she was seeing her parents at the same time when she was told not to see her parents. Reason we moved out and all. And that's how the whole thing blew up. And things went like it did. But I'm okay. Didn't stay in jail. Only stayed in the holding cell for like 3 or 4 hours. And was gone. Were released. And that's the time I had one of the best jobs I ever had. I was working at Walmart. The Walmart out there on National Pike. That Walmart. They called it the Ghetto Walmart. Ain't that far from Circuit City. Used to be. And Caldors, where Caldors and Circuit City used to be. That, and Walmart is right down the street from it. Right in that shopping center. And I was working there. That's one of the best jobs to this day I would ever had. I love my job at Walmart. And the Art of Baltimore, Candy, Katrina, got mad because I got the job at Baltimore. Walmart. They hired me at Walmart and they got mad. They already told me at my meeting nobody was going to hire me. So I applied for the job at Walmart. They called me. Come in to do a, what you call, interview. I mean, they don't call it interviews no more. They call it, what you call. And I did. And this was 2003. You know, only worked there because I would still be there waiting for that mess to happen. But everything happened for a reason. And Michael was living with us at that time. Then things got messy and got put out the art house. And this thing just got out of hand. All the Baltimore lied on me saying I destroyed that house. Went nowhere near it. They couldn't prove it. Tried to put me in jail. Was in there for 3 hours. Got out. Didn't even see the cells. Didn't even see the prison. The other half of the prison. I was in the holding cell for 3 hours. 3 hours. I could have worked 3 hours. You know? Lost money. I was just so mad. So I had to leave Walmart because I was on the edge, you know. But things turned out well, and Rich Cross came in. They picked us up, and we started living in Forest Hill, that address, and things just kept going downhill. When they went downhill, they just kept going downhill. I mean, I never knew that Ashley and Candace were paying our rent with their Social Security money until they told us in a meeting. You know how that made me feel as a man, you know? And like I told you in past episodes, told Candy, get out, renew our vows. And when we came back, I'm going to sit her down with Diane, and I'm going to tell her that we're going to get our money to Riskwell. We're going to start paying our own rent and let the girls have their Social Security check. And I think that's how I got that huge amount of money that I had to pay back to SSI, too. They tried to say I didn't send in pay stubs, which is a lie. Because once you join together, our money come together. And we'll start getting a Social Security check. Because I was working out on Wichita, out for me, because I left landscape, and Art got mad at that. And I think Rich Cross got a little upset with that too. Because again, they told me, you leave landscape, you ain't going to get another job. Which I did. And I went downtown. They were having a job convention at the convention center. Goodwill had a booth there in 2005. March the 5th, 2005. I started working at Goodwill. It was a Wednesday. You know what they did? Her and Diane, they went downtown. For child support that same year. That same year, because it's on my tax, it's on my credit report. You know? And I saw everything on my credit report. They didn't tell me about that. And when you get married, your Social Security comes together and they split the money up between you. But since I was making so much money, we couldn't get our Social Security, but Robin Ann comes over. She'll spend the money up, the tax money between us. Candy didn't like that. Miss Diane's daughter was fair. Everybody else's daughter was fair. But Candy, she didn't think it was fair. She didn't like spending the money up. And the rest is history with that, you know. That's why I say you got to watch, and people with disability do go to jail because of that story I just told you. And true story, and so on. There's so many familiar stories like that, and worse stories like that. Thank God that mine wasn't way out there, you know, yeah. And God works in mysterious ways, you know. He sees things that you don't see yet. And finally, I kept praying to get out of this marriage, get out that marriage. Finally got out the marriage. So, whatever you in, whoever you are, whatever disability that you have, because everybody got a disability, everybody got a learning disorder, because if you can't fly a plane, and you don't know how to do math that well as an astronaut, You can't tell math better than an astronaut, and you got a learning disorder. You know, got a math dysfunction. Because that astronaut can tell math, because he has to know math. If you can't drive a locomotive, then you're not that smart than that engineer. So on, okay? So don't make fun of people who don't know more than you, because they might know something that you don't. I know a lot of Star Trek and movies, how to add movies and stuff like that. Family members that I know how to do other stuff similar to that. You know, we got 3 writers in the family so far. I just learned that we got 3 nurses and stuff like that in the family. My son studying being a nurse. Mei Li, my Aunt Nancy's son. Aunt Diane's son, he's a nurse, firefighter, paramedic, you know? So, it don't matter who you are, what you can and cannot do, or what your learning disorder is, or whatever. It's something that you can do. You know? If you're blind and you like music, go buy yourself a little keyboard and just keep playing, keep pushing those keyboards, that keys, until you learn some kind of music. Practice. Practice on the old music, not the new music, old music, like Stevie Wonder and all. You can do it, okay? Because I did it. I love pianos. My favorite instrument. And if you see something, you want to learn how to dance, learn the Michael Jackson dance move, and then watch other people on dance. The computer and the internet is filled with stuff that you can do. I mean, like I said, technology is here. Use it for good. It's here, and that's what the technology is for. For everyone. Level 1 from level 10 is for everyone to learn, to grow, to overgrow, to grow and super grow. Okay? So, it's your first class, second class, third class, super class, and I mean smart people, real smart people, super class. Those people who do the math and work at NASA and super class. You know, it's always somebody knows something better than you, even though you don't like that, like to hear that. It's true. You know, it's true. That's just the way it is, you know. People with disability don't get hired by Hollywood. One actor said that. That's not true. There's people with disability getting hired by Hollywood every day. Discovery and Strange New Worlds going to hire a blind actor who played a blind character. That's why I'm watching Strange New Worlds. Because they're going to hire a person who's actually blind. Actor who's actually blind playing a blind actor character. He's actually going to be blind. That's going to be really cool. And that's what I love about Star Trek. It just goes beyond itself. So my earphones is going, beeping, telling me it's time to charge up. So I have to go, and just remember, someone always knows something better than you. Learn from that person, and that person will learn from you. Okay? Whether it's writing or whatever. Okay? So live long and prosper. Merry Christmas. Be safe. Have a happy new year. Let's make 2022 a great year. Republicans and Democrats. And as always, Donald, Jessica, Michael, Leslie, and Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper, and may the force of God be with you. Good night.